Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
The Sports Show. Rumelli Otis.
Charlie Boy.
Howell.
Kevin.
And we are underway. Charlie Rumelli Otis and Kevin Powell talk Chicago sports and get you ready for the Winter Classic.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Live from Murphy's Bleachers, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Welcome into our special sports show. We are live from Murphy's, across the street from Wrigley, as preparations continue for the Winter Classic between the Blackhawks and Blues. I'm Kevin Powell with Charlie Rumelli Otis, who will be on the call today. Your pregame starts at 3:30. John and Troy with the call at 4. Murphy's is the perfect spot to be today. Not the greatest weather, Charlie. We'll get into that. We'll see how the rink is holding up, but just a ton of excitement. I remember the first one here back in 2009, and that was just the second Winter Classic ever the NHL pulled off. And it was such a big deal, and it still feels like such a big deal today. We just saw some footage of the Blackhawks actually took the L here, and
yep,
the players were getting off, and it's just a great scene. Murphy's is filling up, Hawks fans everywhere, and I will say, Blues fans have shown up today, Charlie.
Boo.
Charlie actually fought a Blues fan outside.
Not physically.
Great to see you. This is fun.
Yeah, great to be here again. Last time we did this, we were at the barn, and now we're doing this for an outdoor game. Fun stuff. I feel like I have my weather radar up, just kind of looking at how things are transpiring per hour. And so hopefully the puck drop doesn't get delayed too much, but yeah, this is fun. It's fun to be here.
You have been around this team all year. You've been around them the past couple of days. What were most of them saying about the opportunity to play here at Wrigley?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we all think about the young players like Connor Bedard and Frank Nazar, their first outdoor game. But there are a lot of veterans in that Blackhawks locker room that have not participated in an outdoor game. I think of a guy like Seth Jones, where he suffered that foot injury in November. And he was put on like a 4 to 6 week timetable. And he was like, man, by the third week of that, I was getting a little nervous that I might not be able to play in the outdoor game because he still has never played in one.
Yeah, you know what? I was reading today, I believe it was Tracy Myers, NHL reporter, kind of did a look back on the first one here in 2009. And it was a similar situation where Patrick Kane was dealing with an ankle injury that season.
I totally forgot.
And he was like, I wasn't missing the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
And he played in the game, said he didn't feel his best, and then he did miss a few games after that. But it's such a cool experience for everybody, for the fans, for everybody involved, and obviously the players. And I know the NHL has done, and they've done a really good job with these outdoor games, whether it's the Winter Classic or the Stadium Series we saw it at Soldier Field. Being at Wrigley, I mean, it's a little something extra special, right? It's like it's been twice at Fenway. This will be the second time at Wrigley now. Such a cool environment for them.
For sure. And it's funny because I was thinking about this yesterday when I was at practice. You know, it's like, oh, wow, a lot of the things look very similar, you know, where the ice is and things like that. But then I looked around. I was like, wait a second. Those two big Jumbotrons were not here the last time they did it. And so there's just like there's some new little nuances around the Wrigley Field. But yeah, you just talking to the guys yesterday at practice. You can hear the little kid in them come out just when they're talking about the excitement of an opportunity like this. And I forgot to mention, too, Ryan Donato, this poor guy, he had three opportunities prior to this to appear in an outdoor game. And all three of those, he hit stumbling blocks. I think the first one was when he was with Minnesota, and he ended up getting traded. Like, so he wasn't able to participate in the outdoor game, which whatever it was, a month or two later. And then the Boston, I think he was injured, and so couldn't participate in that one. And then when he was with Seattle, they announced that the following year that they were going to do an outdoor game in Seattle. And then he leaves Seattle and he comes to Chicago. And so for him too, this is his first outdoor game. But he was like, man, I had three opportunities in the past. I never got a chance. So happy for him that he gets to and a lot of the other players, too.
And we will be here live at Murphy's until 3:30. I should have plugged right off the top that Chris Chelios is going to be stopping by. We're eyeing around 2:35. Chris Chelios is going to stop by Murphy's. Thanks again to El Bandito Yankee Tequila for sponsoring the show. He's a busy man, and we know he has all this celebrity friends, so I'm sure it's going to be quite the scene here at Murphy's. But Chris Chelios will be joining us. John Hansen, who seems to just be everywhere, a host here at WGN, does a ton of stuff for the Blackhawks, in-game entertainment. He's going to join me at one point later in the show, just after 3 o'clock, leading up to your pregame. And a very special guest, too, Charlie.
Yeah.
You remember that Joe Brand guy?
Who?
Joe Brand used to do Blackhawks pre and post here on WGN. I was checking in with Joe over the holidays, saying hello, seeing how things are going in Pittsburgh. And we're going to do catching up with Joe Brand just after 2 o'clock.
I love that. I miss Joe. By the way, I think it is a Penguins game day today as well. So
yes,
he is really making time for us.
Yeah, they play later tonight, I think, against Detroit. So we will check in with Joe Brand. Let's just talk about this season. You've obviously been following it closely, riding a 4-game skid. This after a 3-game winning streak, I believe it was. 3 in a row, then 4 losses. Good news, though, is it does appear that Connor Bedard has kind of turned a bit of a corner here, because it was a slow start to the season for Bedard. Head coaching change. Connor, and I know they have a whole bunch of prospects we're all excited about, he's the future, and if he's not playing well, there's okay. We're starting to get a little worried, right? That's our guy, but he has played better as of late.
For sure, and not to put too much pressure on him, but the Blackhawks are not playing in this Winter Classic today if it wasn't for 98. So you understand that Connor Bedard's development is priority number 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And he definitely did go through a little bit of a rough patch during the season. He went 12 games without scoring a goal. He ended up breaking that. It was actually at the game right before Thanksgiving against Dallas where he snaps that goal streak. He looks to the heavens and is like, thank God, like weight's off my shoulders.
Yeah.
And then he ended up scoring a goal a couple weeks later in New York against the Islanders. And it ended up being a 3-point night that day. But after he scored that goal, he goes to the crowd and he's looking at the crowd and he's like this. And it's like, oh, man, he's got his swagger back.
Yeah.
And so when you see that, you're like, okay, he dealt with a little bit of confidence issues, probably for the first time in his career, because he has just been so dominant anywhere he's been. But he's been much better as of late. He's on a 4-game point streak. He's got 3 goals in his last 4 games as well. And so it's nice to see him producing, starting to feel a little bit more confident in his own game.
The slow start, what did you see? Why the slow start for Bedard?
So the first half of the season, if that makes sense, he was generating chances in that goal drought that he had of 12 games. Like if you look at games 1 to 6 or 7, he was generating like 5 shots on goal, 7 shot attempts in a game. And then he went through a stretch where it was like back-to-back games, no shots on goal. And then it was like the next game, 2 shot attempts. And it was like, okay, now the chances aren't getting there anymore.
Yeah.
And I think partly that has to do with the opponent is just that they know that if you shut down 98, you're probably going to beat the Blackhawks. But I think a large part of that also is the inconsistency in his line mates. I mean, it seemingly felt like every loss, the Blackhawks changed up the lines, and he wasn't able to have that continuity with the same 2 guys. Now he's starting to get a rhythm of playing with Taylor Hall and Tyler Bertuzzi. He'll take a few spins on, you know, the fourth line, depending on if there's a penalty or, like, the last game, there was a 10-minute misconduct, and so he's getting reps on the fourth line with Lucas Reichel because they're like, just double shift him, like, put him out there. And so, you're starting to see more of that confidence. And I will say this, too. Like, I know when the Blackhawks made the coaching change, I got a lot of questions saying, like, how much of that had to do with because Connor Bedard was having a sophomore slump. It's like, well, you got to make sure that you got to get him going. And, and I understand that thinking. But at the same time, a lot of the players that the Blackhawks had brought in, Teravainen, Ilya Mikheyev, Tyler Bertuzzi, man, I'll even throw him Philip Kurashev because he was that consistent line mate last year. He has not been the same player. And so all 4 of those players that were supposed to help take pressure off of him had not been producing collectively. And I almost feel like Connor got the spotlight of, oh, he's struggling. And, you know, it's on Connor to break out of it. But I kind of looked at it the other way and I'm like, man, his line mates got to get going because those guys were brought in specifically to help shoulder some of the offensive burden.
If we let you, Charlie, I think you could have just talked Blackhawks all the way from start to your pregame at 3:30. Nobody is more locked in on the Blackhawks than Charlie Romiliotis. I love it. It is a great sports day. You know, we have obviously the Winter Classic, a ton of football, college football.
Yeah.
Are you so locked in on hockey, or do you follow other sports as well, like the Bears or college football or anything?
Okay, so when I was in college and just growing up, I was a seasonal guy. I'm like, oh, it's NFL season.
Yeah.
It's NHL season. I even liked the NBA. I loved college basketball, college football. And then after college, when I started to lock more into hockey, which, by the way, hockey and the Blackhawks were always number one in the ranking, even as a kid.
Okay.
But over time, it was like, okay, all of my attention is going to go to the Blackhawks. And yeah. I just didn't have any room in my brain to juggle. it's a Saturday. It's got to watch all these college football games as well. And then college basketball season hits. And I'm like, oh, geez. You know, but I also, there's a Blackhawks game at 2 o'clock today. And, you know, you're trying to juggle it all. So I follow less college football and basketball than I did previously, which is more about the job itself and not because of my lack of interest in the sports.
Right. It's just so locked in and consumed with the Blackhawks.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, and sometimes I just have to shut my brain off where I'm like, and there are times where I'm like, let me just fire up a college football game on a Saturday just because I need to see something that's not hockey.
Have you paid attention to the Bears this year, Charlie? I don't know if you knew this, but this has been one of the most excruciating Bears seasons, and we've had a lot of excruciating Bears seasons.
Yeah, so it was funny. Jack and I were doing a Blackhawks Live after the last Bears game, and I was like, man, the Bears haven't won a game since that London game, right? And yes. I was like, let me see where the Blackhawks were in their schedule at that time. They had just finished the third regular season game of the year. They beat Edmonton 5-2, or I think it was 5-2, and it was like, oh my gosh, that was too. I mean, it feels like we're like in the meat of the NHL schedule, and it's like the last Bears win came when the Blackhawks were in their third regular season game.
Well,
it's wild.
The entire Chicago sports scene has been rough, and you know we're excited about this Hawks game, obviously, and the Hawks have Bedard and these prospects, so there's something there. The Bulls are not good. The Cubs missed the playoffs. The White Sox were rock bottom. And the Bears, like, similar to the Hawks, their hope is the quarterback in Caleb Williams. And I still have a ton of belief in Caleb Williams as the Bears quarterback of the future. I've said that many times throughout this season. I think he's handled it all very well. I'm just concerned about the organization around him and them not doing right by him. But it is clear that Caleb Williams is fully equipped to be the franchise-type quarterback that the Bears have been waiting around for many, many years. And I just am. I am legitimately concerned that the Bears are going to screw it up. So that is where I'm at with the Bears. I think Caleb is talented enough. When he talks, he gives great answers, commands the room. It's just everything you would want in a franchise-type quarterback. And I'm worried they're going to screw it all up, Charlie. But we will see.
I feel like as Chicago sports fans, we're wired to just think negatively and think, well, they're going to find a way to screw it, right?
Well, I think I try not to be that way, Charlie, but I think the track record of the Bears kind of, I mean, that stands out, right? Even I thought with Justin Fields didn't get a fair shake at it. You know,
right.
I didn't think they did enough to help him out. So
I always tell Chicago sports fans that they're like, what's going on with the Bears? Or, you know, just some of my family members, you see them around the holidays and they're like, what's going on with the Bears? What's going on with the Blackhawks? And it's like, I feel like the Chicago sports teams, they all win and they all lose together. So it's like when the Hawks were in their dynasty era, the Cubs were winning, the Bears had that run with, you know, Trubisky where they had that double doink, and I don't want to bring that up, but the Bulls were at least fairly consistent throughout that year. It was the Derrick Rose era, and they were competing. Yeah. So it's almost like it's the lull in the Chicago sports, but hopefully the trajectory is on the upswing for all of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about the Blackhawks because of Bedard and the amount of prospects they have. We'll see about Caleb and the Bears. Bulls, it's kind of like, what are you doing? What's the direction here? White Sox got a long road ahead, but that's okay. It's going to be a fun day at Wrigley regardless. It's Blackhawks and Blues Winter Classic. Charlie Remeliotis, I'm Kevin Powell, our special sports show. Broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers, presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. More coming up next here on WGN.
Back to the sports show, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Welcome back into our special sports show live from Murphy's across from Wrigley as we get set for the Winter Classic. Blackhawks and Blues here on WGN. Charlie has the pregame at 3:30. Puck drop at 4 with John and Troy in Wrigley. And a great crowd here at Murphy's.
So where's your hotspot when you come to Cubs games? This is mine.
This is Murphy's, kind of my go-to spot.
Yeah.
Perfect location.
I teed you up there. You had to say Murphy's.
What else was I going to say, because Charlie? We're broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers. You have, it was a family. I just saw you.
That's my fraternity brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we play Monday night softball together.
Charlie, you were in a frat, bro?
Yeah, fraternity. We didn't like saying frat because it made it seem like frat bros.
Yeah,
in the big schools.
You weren't a frat bro.
No, we were fraternity brothers. We were fraternity brothers, not frat bros.
You go the formal approach with it.
Yes.
You don't want that label of being just a frat.
We don't. We were not that.
And where did you went to?
Elmhurst.
Elmhurst has a fraternity.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Elmhurst University now, but it was college.
Yeah.
So I got to update my diploma.
Do you have any stories from your fraternity days, Charlie?
Listen, you're trying to pin me as a rebel. I was not a rebel in college.
No, you weren't a frat.
I was a model
citizen. You were a fraternity brother.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any often. We were model citizens at Elmhurst. So.
Let's preview this game.
Yeah.
Both teams not having the greatest years.
Both teams coming in changing their coaches.
Right.
So they're two of the four teams that had changed coaches going into this Winter Classic. The Blues ended up changing a coach after naming their permanent head coach over the summer because they made a coaching change last year, hired, it was Drew Bannister, he was the interim head coach, and then they named the interim head coach the permanent head coach going into this year. It was only on a two-year deal. And when Jim Montgomery became available in Boston, Montgomery has ties to the St. Louis area, and Doug Armstrong also really is a big fan of Jim Montgomery, and so he ends up getting hired by St. Louis. I think they were like 4-0-1 in their first five games under Montgomery. Since then, they've been struggling, similar to the Blackhawks, where they went on that three-game winning streak under Sorensen, and now they got a little bit of a four-game losing streak that they're trying to snap.
And you know, when we think of Blackhawks rivals, we always think Red Wings, Detroit, but St. Louis is up there.
It is. I think Detroit, Chicago, at least in my generation, like since I've been born, it's more of a respectful rivalry between the two teams. Back in the day when it was, you know, Chris Chelios who will have, it was Bob Probert, it was a hated rivalry.
Right.
But I always feel like Chicago and Detroit has been more of a respected rivalry over the last 20 years, whereas the Blues and Blackhawks, it just feels like pure hatred, you know, because a lot of those games are... They end in scuffles, you know? And so I think
you don't feel it so much with the Detroit rivalry?
Not as much.
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that
they don't play
in the same conference anymore.
Right.
But even when I was thinking about the 2009 series where the Blackhawks faced Detroit, it was more of a older brother versus little brother.
Yeah, that was the up-and-coming Blackhawks against the big bad Red Wings who had just won the Stanley Cup. They were the reigning Stanley Cup champions.
Yep.
And both teams were off to really good starts. And that was a wild game back in 2009.
Yes. And then in 2013, when the Blackhawks and Red Wings faced off in the second round of the playoffs, where the Hawks fall behind 3-1 in that series, they rally, win in seven games. Won the seventh game twice because the Jalmerson goal got disallowed. But then when they won that, it was almost like, oh, they defeated the older brother.
Yep.
And, you know, it was more of a respectful kind of series. Whereas I will say, I think during the Dynasty era, Vancouver was a far more of a rivalry.
Wild. The Sedin brothers.
Those games with Kevin Bieksa and Alex Burrows and Shane O'Brien, I mean, those games got heated.
Those were intense. That's Charlie Remeliotis. I'm Kevin Powell. Broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers. It's presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. And by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandito. We'll talk with Chris Chelios in an hour. Plenty more to come.
Back to this sports show. Sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. And by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Welcome back into our special sports show live from Murphy's Bleachers as we get set for the Winter Classic, Blackhawks and Blues at Wrigley. Charlie just wrapped up taking pictures with his fans, signing autographs. You are amongst your people. These are hockey people. You're a hockey guy. There's nothing but hockey guys in this bar.
The red is starting to fill out more than the blue now, so the red wave is coming.
I said this At the start of the show, I'm impressed by the turnout by Blues fans. I'll give them credit, Charlie.
Yeah, they did. And I think that's part of what makes it a cool rivalry is there are a lot of fans from St. Louis that will drive into St. Louis for the game and vice versa. Chicago will flood St. Louis when Chicago is in their building. And so I think that's what makes it unique, too, because it's not a quick drive, but it's a drive that you can do in a day to watch a game like this.
Yeah, and it's filling up here at Murphy's. Perfect spots. Been here forever, before, after games, during games, ton of sports on today, plenty of TVs, the grill is open, they got Polish sausages going, bratwurst, all that good stuff. I will be having a cold one at approximately 3:30, Charlie, right when you're pregame. When I hand it off to your official pregame?
3:31, he will have one in his hand.
Yes, I will. Start the New Year festivities. But this is a lot of fun. No team, correct me if I'm wrong here, Charlie, has played in as many outdoor games as the Blackhawks.
Correct. So there was a tie for six. And who was that?
Boston?
I think it was Pittsburgh or Boston.
Yeah, maybe Boston.
Maybe Boston at six. So now Chicago is taking the lead again at seven. Unfortunately for the
Blackhawks.
Hasn't
been all that great in the win.
Right. They have only one
win. Which was the Soldier Field Stadium Series
game. It was. That was, 10 years ago. And so hopefully the Hawks change the feeling in that department. I think, too, Hawks coming in here on a four-game losing streak. I think it would be nice to get a win here. Nick Foligno was talking about it yesterday after practice, saying, the hype around this game is so big in the city that it's like hopefully you can use if they win the hockey game today, you can kind of lose that. You can use that as a launching point or a little bit of a springboard moving forward. I know it sounds cliche because you're trying to find straws to grasp at, but maybe it could be a potential springboard opportunity for Chicago where it galvanizes the group.
And if you haven't seen it yet, pretty cool. The Hawks actually got off the L and walked from the L straight into Wrigley. They were in their warm-up gear. They were carrying their sticks and their bags.
Got bagpipes.
Had bagpipes walking them into Wrigley.
Yeah, very cool. So I had heard the leadership group of the Blackhawks, Seth Jones, Nick Foligno, Taylor Hall, those guys, Connor Murphy, they were the leaders behind that. And so they kind of put it into the players' hands. And it's a cool thing that they did, too, because they were all wearing jackets and whatever. And they're customized jackets based on some of the charities that are very close to them. And so they were all wearing different charity sponsors. And those people were also, I think, following them right behind. And so very cool thing that the Chicago players decided to do.
Charlie will have the official pregame starting at 3:30. Our pregame show will continue. Up until then, John and Troy will have the call just after 4 from Wrigley. And we do have a very special guest coming up after the news, Charlie.
We do. Chris Chelios.
Chris Chelios after 2:30.
Guest. The Joe Brand.
Yes. Chelios going to be after 2:30. So
well,
2:35, we'll have Chris Chelios on.
To be fair, I thought he was coming at 2, and we might have to move Joe.
We received a nice text. I was catching up with Joe Brand, former Blackhawks pre and post, before he took over as the play-by-play voice of the Penguins. Just catching up with him over the holidays, and I'm like, call into the show. You know, it's funny because Joe, grew up a Hawks fan like the rest of us, diehard Blackhawks fan, and then he gets this great position with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he just went all in on the Penguins. He brought all his Blackhawks stuff and just left it in the producer booth where our engineers and producers do the Hawks game. So if you go into that booth, there's all this cool Hawks stuff. And Joe said, I'm all in on the Penguins. Take my Blackhawks stuff. I'm leaving. I'm going to Pittsburgh.
This is why we love Joe. He is very loyal.
Yes,
and he was here at WGN. He was he would come to practice in WGN hats. He'd be wearing hoodies. Wherever he is, that guy is loyal. I'm looking forward to catching up with him. He's doing an unbelievable job with the Penguins. I try to listen to his calls as much as possible, and I'm not saying this because he's my friend, but he is crushing it with the Penguins, and so I'm super happy for him in his career. And we miss him here, though.
Joe is the man. We're going to check in with Joe just after the news, and we are broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers, conveniently next to the patio door, Charlie, which despite the cold temperatures and the rainy day, people seem to continue to go outside, Charlie.
We're
catching the elements in here, and that's fine.
I was thinking about throwing my jacket back on. I took it off for a little bit.
No, it's all good. Murphy's Bleachers filling up. Great scene here on New Year's Eve as we get set for the Winter Classic at Wrigley. You can hear it on WGN. It'll start just after 4. Charlie will have the pregame starting at 3:30. This is our special sports show, a broadcast live from Murphy's Bleachers.
The Sports Show. Rumeliotis.
Charlie Moore.
Howell.
Kevin?
And we are underway. Charlie Rumeliotis and Kevin Powell talk Chicago sports and get you ready for the Winter Classic.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Live from Murphy's Bleachers, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Happy New Year's Eve as we get set for the Winter Classic at Wrigley. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Charlie Rumeliotis. He'll have pre and post tonight's pregame starting at 3:30. Blackhawks and Blues get going just after 4, and we'll have it here on WGN. We are at Murphy's Bleachers. It is a packed house. The gates have opened at Wrigley, so fans are starting to make their way into the ballpark for the hockey game. And Charlie, I caught up with our old pal Joe Brand over the holidays, and I thought, we should have a segment. We'll call it Catching Up with Joe Brand. Joining us now.
You put a lot of thought into that name, huh?
It is called Catching Up with Joe Brand. Here is Joe Brand on WGN. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. I can't believe we didn't get Big Voice Guy to introduce me with that wonderful slogan for this segment. But no, I'm thrilled to chat with you both. It sounds like it's already rocking over there, and I'm jealous of you guys. But I'm gearing up for a game as well, so just happy to talk with all of you.
Joe, everyone has put me through a rigorous initiation process. Did you have to go through this too, or is it just because they don't like me as much as you?
Yeah, no, I just made sure they would make you do that once I left, because I just want to make sure whoever was going to replace me would be able to handle it all. So it sounds like you've done an okay job, but you know, you're only about 50% of the way through.
Joe Brand, of course, now the radio voice of the Pittsburgh Penguins, formerly pre- and post-game host here for the Blackhawks at WGN. How is life, Joe? How are things in Pittsburgh? How is it fulfilling your lifelong dream of being a play-by-play guy for a great organization of the Penguins? What's it been like for you?
I'm having a blast. I really am. I've always wanted to call games. I always wanted to be the voice of a team, and I still can't believe that that's the case for me right now. And, you know, the team's playing a little bit better at this moment. A little bit earlier on in the year when the Penguins were struggling, I kept saying, I think I'm the only one having a blast over here because I'm finally getting to call games on a daily basis. But it's just been great. The organization's been great. The city's been great. I miss Chicago a ton. I miss guys like you a ton. I miss my family and friends, but I'm having a lot of fun. We're turning it into home quickly. It reminds me a lot of Chicago, so it helps with that whole transition. And it's a very blue-collar area, and people are very friendly, so that Midwest nice, so it does feel like a home away from home.
Joe, my one request when I got this job, and they were like, you can structure the post-game shows however you want it. Sometimes we do these out-of-towners at the end of it. And I was like, all right, whenever we have an opportunity to play a Joe Brand call, we will take that opportunity. And I'm almost positive every other post-game show we're calling or we're using a Joe Brand call, whether it's the overtime winners you've called, the shootout winners, the milestone moments of Malkin and Crosby. I mean, you've called some significant moments in Penguins history, and you've only been there for a few months. How special has that been?
It's been very special, and I know my bill is really racking up for all the calls of mine that you've been playing, so I know I'll get that check to you soon enough, Charlie.
I'll be ready for it.
But yeah, it's honestly surreal. I mean, heading into the regular season, you know, Evgeny Malkin was 2 goals away from his 500th in his career, so you knew that was right around the corner, and then it happened quickly, and then before you know it, Crosby scores his 600th just the other day. He past Mario Lemieux for most assists all time in Penguins history. It's pretty wild. And I mean, you know, growing up a Hawks fan in Chicago, you got to see Taves and Kane do so many great things, so many great things for the organization. You always heard about what Crosby and Malkin were doing over, you know, in the other conference. And I always kind of felt like there was parallels between the two teams with the dynasties and just the iconic franchises that they were. So it kind of feels like, you know, the continuation of Taves and Kane, you know, in my own little weird bubble. Now over here with Crosby and Malkin, and how much they mean to this organization and this town and that fan base. So it's been really cool. And I'm just honored to be a small part of all these things. And it's honestly just been another huge aspect of this job, planning for those types of calls. it's been surreal.
Joe, I walked in earlier in the season into our engineering producer booth, which is where our great engineers, Krista, Brad, and Adam, actually make sure the game's on the air. And I walked in, and the producers are in there. I'm like, man, there's a lot of cool Blackhawks stuff in here. And they were like, yeah, Joe just went all in on the Penguins. He's done with Chicago, and he dropped all his Blackhawks stuff off of here. So we've got some of Joe's old Blackhawks swag that he said, I'm done with. I'm all in on the Penguins now. It is now in our producer broadcast booth back at the radio station.
You know me, Kev. I'm a company man, and I'm gonna be a good boy wherever I'm being paid at. But no, honestly, it was kind of a cool full circle closing moment.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I got some cool things, some cool memorabilia while working at WGN. But I mean, it's true. I mean, I feel like you guys will get more use out of it at this time. It's kind of a cool little remembrance, and I always, you know, like to decorate that room a little bit more and provide it with the sports feel that it deserves, because, you know, you guys are there doing the games every single day, and the producers are there. I just thought it added a nice little element, so I'm happy people are benefiting from it. And I'm getting plenty of good Penguin swag over here, too, so don't worry. I'm fulfilling my needs that way as well.
I think it's great that we had a change with pre- and post-host, but great hair still. I mean, Joe Brand and Charlie Romeliota's phenomenal broadcast hair that you can see on the radio.
I'm glad that in the job listing.
Right. Must have great hair. Even though it's radio, you got to have some good flow, some good cheddar, some good lettuce, Charlie.
I do miss some Joe Brand flow. Joe, it does seem like you don't have the long hair anymore. It's cut. What's up with that?
Well, you know, I again, company man, had to go in with kind of a business style approach. I can't just go all full on, you know, cool guy right away. So I had to let that figuratively or literally just let it grow on me. So
yeah.
Hopefully it worked out.
You don't want to look like the cocky new young guy coming in with his hair slicked back, right? You got to look a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
That's actually funny, Joe, because I came into WGN my first day and I had short hair. And everyone's like, what happened to your long hair? You looked so much younger. And I was like, I'm the new guy. I got to be respectful.
We are.
You can't be calling the shots right away.
We are alive at Murphy's Bleachers. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Charlie Romeliota, who will have the pregame at 3:30. We're getting set for the Winter Classic at Wrigley Field. And we're talking with our old buddy, Joe Brand, who formerly was the pre- and post-game host for Blackhawks hockey here on WGN, now the play-by-play voice for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Joe, when are the Penguins? They're coming into town later in the year, right? Isn't that we got to have some kind of reunion with Joe Brand when you are back in town.
Well, you better start thinking of a good segment to call it by the time I get there. I think it's going to be April 6th. That's a Sunday, April 6th, and it's quite a bit of ways, and honestly, you know, it's a little bit of a bummer for us. It's the second half of a back-to-back. We're going to be in Dallas the night before, and then so we'll land late that night and then have the game at the United Center. Believe me, I'm looking forward to it. I'm thrilled for it. It's going to be a really cool moment, but it's a pretty quick turnaround to get a tour back home. I don't think the schedule makers were thinking about me for my reunion, but
we'll make it work, and it'll be catching up with Joe Brand part two, because this is just catching up with Joe Brand. That'll be
rolls right off the tongue.
We'll get the big radio voice guy to record that for the intro next time, Joe.
Excellent. I can't wait, fellas.
I was gonna say when you come back, you gotta beware of what's gonna be in that Pittsburgh booth, because I don't know what Troy is gonna have up his sleeve, but you know you're gonna be arriving to some weird thing in your broadcast booth.
I think I'm gonna have security kind of scope out the area before I go, and then maybe just keep a security guard up there. And you know, I know my glasses won't be just hanging out on the desk that he can get his fingerprints on, so I'll make sure I do my due diligence before popping in there.
That is Joe Brand. Wanted to check in. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, Joe. We will talk to you soon. Hopefully see you at the United Center towards the end of the year when the Penguins are in town.
All right, fellas. Happy New Year. Have a great time at the game. It sounds like a blast over there.
Love you, Joe.
It's Joe Brand, our buddy, former pre- and post-game host here at WGN Radio for Blackhawks, which Charlie has taken over that role as Joe has moved on to Pittsburgh as the radio voice of the Penguins. Plenty more to come, including Chris Chelios live here at Murphy's Bleachers. We will talk to Chelly just after 2:30. And then Charlie's going to race over to Wrigley Field to get posted up in their booth for the game. Pre-game coverage will start at 3:30. I'm Kevin Powell. That's Charlie Remeliotis. This is our special sports show broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers, presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz and sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandito.
Back to the sports show, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Welcome back into our special sports show. We are live from Murphy's. It is a packed house, ton of Blackhawks fans, and I hate to give them credit, but Blues fans have shown up, Charlie. There's quite a few Blues fans in the house.
They are. I think that's what makes this a fun event, is the rivalry between the two and the fact that it's in close proximity where you can make the trip if you're a Blackhawk. I know a lot of Blackhawks fans that I've run into at the United Center where they've made the trip to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so you see on the road games where when the Blackhawks are in St. Louis, you're like, wow, that looks like a 50-50 crowd.
Yeah.
Because Chicago fans, they travel well too.
Short trip, and it is a great crowd here at Murphy's Bleachers. Gates are open at Wrigley, so fans are filing in for the Winter Classic. I think it's still raining though, Charlie. We still have a little bit of precip out there.
Yes.
That's my official weather report.
Yes.
I think
yes.
We've got a little bit of precip. That's how they do the official weather reports. We do have a little bit of rain. They were keeping a close eye on that. They're trying to manage the ice inside of Wrigley. It is cold, as we can feel, sitting next to the door, but that's okay. We're battling the elements, Charlie. Charlie's got gloves. He will be outside for the broadcast tonight. Blackhawks and Blues, that'll get going just after 4. Charlie's pregame in about an hour. That'll start at 3:30, and in about 15 minutes, we will be checking in with Chris Chelios here live at Murphy's. So we're looking forward to that. We've kind of been setting up the game. I know we're talking a lot about the excitement surrounding the game, and we're here at Murphy's, but actually getting into the X's and O's a little bit. You've broken that down for us, but we did want to play a little bit of I'll let you set this up, Charlie, but we have a lot of pregame sound. You guys had a ton of media availability leading up to this big game at Wrigley. You wanted to hear a little bit from Connor Bedard?
Yeah, let's hear from Connor Bedard. We were talking to him after practice yesterday, and I think for him, I know it's his first outdoor game, but it's also a really unique experience for him where he hasn't really played in front of a crowd like this. And so here's what Connor had to say when he was asked about the spectacle of this Winter Classic moment.
It was good. It was cool. I mean, obviously, my first experience doing something like that. So, it was obviously a beautiful venue, and, they set it up great, so it was fun. It's super cool. It's something that not everyone gets to experience, so it's just we're grateful to be chosen to get to play in this game, and it's one of the coolest experiences of my life so far, and obviously the game hasn't even started yet, so I'm looking forward to it.
One of the funny things about that was he was asked yesterday about whether he had a lot of opportunity to skate outdoors when he was a kid, and he was like, it doesn't really get too cold in Vancouver, and so there weren't really many times where I was skating outside, and I was like, wow, interesting.
You just figure most of the Canadian guys, everyone had a pond in their backyard.
Yeah, you're like, I thought that was just your backyard, the way, like how dedicated he is to the game. I'm like, you just thought he probably lived out there, and right. He was like, 2 a.m, and you're like, hey, get him back inside. Time to go to bed, Connor. A lot of his skating has been done indoors, even in the winter.
And a lot of them build little hockey rinks in their backyard too.
Yeah, Darren Drager, who's one of the prominent NHL reporters, every year he asks for fans to send pictures of their backyard setups. And during Christmas, if you have his phone notifications on, you have to turn them off for that day, because he will retweet hundreds and hundreds of photos. And it's very cool because you look at some of the setups and you're like, wow, that's a cool setup. Wow, look at that setup. Yeah. And so the Canadians, they do it big out there. For us, I think we tried doing a backyard setup when I was, it was like in high school, it was okay, but it took a lot of work. So the Canadians up there, they do it very well.
We are across the street from Wrigley getting set for the Winter Classic. We are at Murphy's Bleachers. Great crowd, great atmosphere here as we get set for puck drop. Just received a text from the great John Williams. and he said he was just on Lakeshore and the exits, Irving Park, Belmont, all kind of backed up, almost like ahead of a big Cubs game. So we all know how that goes if you're trying to get off Lakeshore, but the excitement is here, despite being last in the standings, all of that. I think there are enough big names. You got Connor Bedard, you have this rivalry, you have the setting of Wrigley Field, all of that. I think that generates a ton of excitement locally, and even on a national level, Charlie.
For sure. And I'll say this. I think a lot of the aura of the outdoor games, I think, has been watered down just a little bit because of the frequency of them. But to the team, that the city that is hosting the Winter Classic, like, I felt the vibes, the hype around this for days leading up to it. And everyone today here, like, you wake up and you're like, wow, it's like, it's time. We're going to be at Murphy's Bleachers by noon, so we're going to be in the stadium by 3:30. Puck drops at 4:20, and it's just like a whole day of it. And you look at even driving in here too. I parked a mile and a half away, and I walked from the park spot. I'm like literally from the Lincoln Park area where I park. I saw like Blues jerseys and Blackhawks jerseys. I'm like, this is a cool moment, even if the casual fan that is, quote unquote, sick of the outdoor game that doesn't involve your team. It's very cool for the two teams that are playing it, especially the city that's hosting.
I mean, this is going to come off as biased because we're Chicagoans and it's Wrigley and all that, but it does feel like when it is at a place like Wrigley, it brings a kind of another different spark to it. Because, yes, they have done a lot of outdoor games, and sometimes they're at a football stadium, and we loved it when it was at Soldier Field, and it's been great here at Wrigley now for the second time. But it did feel like it needed a jolt, you know, like, okay, let's get back to a real classic venue. I know Fenway's done it too, but Wrigley is such a special place. I think it kind of brings it to a different level.
For sure it does, and it has that college-type feel to it as well, where you know, like, okay, if the Hawks win this hockey game, like, people are going to be out partying on Wrigleyville, and it's New Year's Eve too, so if the Hawks... they win tonight, you know that's going to filter into the rest of the night.
I think some fans woke up, Charlie, this morning and cracked open a beer. Because part of this crowd's getting rowdy, and I'm really enjoying it, Charlie.
I think so, too. I think that was a lot of... It was a lot of pre-gaming right from the start of this game.
I love it. It's New Year's Eve in Wrigley. Charlie, you'll have the pregame in just over an hour. We are planning on checking in with Chris Chelios next here on WGN. Anything you want to plug for your pregame show? I know you're not leaving yet, but what do we have planned there?
I'm excited to talk to Chris Chelios because the last time he played in this Winter Classic, he was a member of Detroit.
Yes.
And I think he got benched for the game.
He didn't get as many minutes as he was hoping for.
And he has a funny story that I hope he will share on this broadcast if I tee him up properly.
Yes.
So I'm very much looking forward to Chris Chelios talking to him when he comes.
And on the pregame show, you'll hear more from, I know we just played a little bit of Bedard. Yep. Who else are we going to hear from on the pregame show?
So Connor Bedard, Alex Vlasic, the hometown kid playing.
That's right.
And, you know, he grew up a Chicago Cubs fan. He's a Wilmette native, so it's cool for him. A cool opportunity for him where his family and friends were here yesterday doing the family skate, but also today, I wrote it down on my pregame notes. I think he was 8 years old the last time the Blackhawks and Red Wings played here at Wrigley Field, so it was like a fan type event. So he was so young when that happened, and so for him to be able to skate on the Winter Classic, the Wrigley Field ice at a Winter Classic, I think is a very unique experience for him.
That is Charlie Romeliotis. He'll have the pregame in an hour. Winter Classic at Wrigley, Blackhawks and Blues here on WGN. We'll have it just after a 4, and we are talking with Chris Chelios next here on WGN, our special sports show. Live from Murphy's Bleachers, presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Look at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. And sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandito. We are talking to Chelly next, live from Murphy's Bleachers.
Back to the sports show, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
Puck drop a little over an hour and a half away at Wrigley. It's the Winter Classic, Blackhawks and Blues. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Charlie Romeliotis, broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers on this rainy, cold New Year's Eve day, Charlie. But who knows, we might have some snow flurries at some point during this game. And we are standing by for Chris Chelios. It is kind of a perfect setting. We didn't do this on purpose. We set up the broadcast booth. Our engineer Adam set it up. And all the Chris Chelios signed jerseys just happen to be right behind us. So Chelios is going to join us any minute now. This place is packed, and there is a ton of buzz and excitement in Wrigleyville today, Charlie.
I didn't know that that was not purposeful that we've got.
As far as I know, unless they switch things around, but we have multiple Chris Chelios jerseys right behind us.
This is perfect. No, I'm excited to talk to Chris and talk about his experience the last time he played in this outdoor game. By the way, I feel like every time we go to commercial, I like peek outside to look. I was like, is the rain still there? Or is it turned into snow yet? All right, so we're still hunting down this the potential weather radar.
Yes.
As of now, all systems go. Okay. Puck drop is still scheduled for 4:25. So we'll see. Hopefully it stays that way.
So you will have the pregame at 3:30. Once we finish up our conversation with Chelly, you have your private security, of course.
Yeah.
They will race you over to Wrigley Field, get you set up in the broadcast booth, which start at 3:30. And then some pregame festivities. We've already had some. We mentioned it. The team actually took the L here, at least we're on the L for a couple stops, and then got off and then walked in their pregame gear from the L into Wrigley. We will have Smashing Pumpkins performing, Chance the Rapper performing. Should be a ton of fun at Wrigley, but your pregame will get going at 3:30.
Yeah, for sure. All those sirens you see outside, that's for me when I get done here.
Yes, you need that.
Police escort right to the press box. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it should be fun. Just this spectacle that it is the Winter Classic. And I'm excited to see how full it is inside right now, because I just texted Jack, who just went. He's like, concourse is packed.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I imagine, I mean, the gates opened 40 minutes ago. He's still about an hour and a half more from puck drop, and it seems like everyone is starting to file into Wrigley.
It's great. It's a ton of fun. I know the Blackhawks have struggled for much of this year. They are still in a rebuild, but you put the Blackhawks... It doesn't matter who the opponent is. You put them in Wrigley Field, people are going to show up.
For sure, and especially a Central Division rivalry showdown against St. Louis. You know, I know in some of the previous outdoor games the Blackhawks played, it was Washington and, you know, Minnesota, and some games that you don't think are necessarily rivalry-type games. But when you put Chicago, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, you know both fan bases are going to show up to wherever the location is.
And again, there are a lot of Blues fans. I mean, we have six of them. Everywhere I look, Charlie, we're surrounded by Blues fans right now.
Too much.
All right.
Too many Blues fans.
We've been waiting around. Chris Chelios has finally stopped by.
We got our guy.
We are live at Murphy's Bleachers, and Chris Chelios joining us now live here on WGN. Chelly, great to be with you. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks to El Bandito Yankee Tequila.
Yeah.
Breakout the Bandito. I know you just raced over from the fan zone. Thank you for joining us. Just how much fun is this for you, Chelly, this whole spectacle?
Well, it wasn't fun standing outside for 3.5 hours signing autographs, but hey, if the fans are going to stand out there, and weather permitting or not, everybody looks like they're having a blast. It's a special event at Wrigley Field, and hopefully the Hawks come out with a big W, and we have a great day.
I saw your day started at very early. You were in the heart of the city handing out body armor, or what was it?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Tommy Hawk?
Yesterday with Tommy Hawk, and then it turned out pretty good. We were lucky yesterday because the weather was a little nicer. So, yeah, it was fun with Tommy Hawk. I haven't been on a double-decker bus for 40 years, 50 years, so it's kind of cool.
All right, so last time there was an outdoor game here at Wrigley, you were part of Detroit. And you have a unique experience that I don't know if you're going to be able to share or not, but I think you know where I'm going.
I can share with you, Nick, because you're Greek and you know how we like to socialize and enjoy our pop. So, yeah, I just made the best of a rotten thing, and it turned out to be a great day. I got to watching. I had the best seat in the house and got to have a few beers. I don't think too many guys have ever done that during the game, but no harm, no foul. We won the game, and I never got caught.
Who delivered the beers to you?
It would have been the trainer. I'm not going to say his name because he's still there. But, his initials are Jimmy Tarasino.
Well, what was the official beer counts? And you were just the minutes weren't there, and you just decided I'm gonna crack a few open.
From the middle of the first period to the end of the game, I only had three beers, so
three beers,
a little buzz.
Yeah, a little something going. Keep you warm on the bench.
Keep my feet warm. Yeah,
you would never be able to get away with that in today's NHL.
No, I would.
That's actually true. He would be the only one that would be able to get away with that. He has that much aura about him.
You like the whole outdoor concept, Chelly? I mean, you've been a part of it. Obviously, locally here in Chicago, we go crazy for it when it's at Wrigley or Soldier Field. But what do you make of the NHL and their whole outdoor series?
I think it's one of the greatest events they came up with for the NHL. Not only just growing the game, people come from all over the country and the world as a matter of fact. People from Australia came in. Some of them Russians came in. Hosts' hometown and some Slovakians. So, yeah, it's just a big event. And we're fortunate enough we have one of the greatest venues in all of sports with Wrigley Field. And now I'm part of it twice, you know, in less than 20 years. And I just feel real fortunate, make the best of it. And I can't wait till this game's over and I can have a few pops.
You're still thinking about the pops.
Oh, my God. Look at everybody drinking. I get driving me crazy.
It is packed in here, Charlie.
You're upstairs, though. You got a whole party up there.
El Bandito rented out the second floor of Murphy's. And obviously, God bless Beth Murphy. Was so good to us. She's passed, but over those years, lost a battle of cancer. But some unbelievable memories here, whether it be Cubs or, you know, Hawks or any events, concerts, Pearl Jam concerts. So this is a home away from home for me.
Shelly, you seem to just never stop. You seem to be everywhere. You have all the friends everywhere. I was at the Knights at the United Center last year. All the celebrities at the UC. Shelly is having fun all the time.
Well, I have a horrible case of FOMO. And those of you know, my daughter Kaylee obviously has the same thing. Unfortunately, she got it from her grandpa and it passed down. But no, I mean, Chicago is such a great city and there's so much going on. And you know, I just love being a part of it. And again, like, just fortunate enough that because of hockey and the Blackhawks, that I'm able to attend a lot of these events and get some free tickets and, you know, have a great time.
Right.
I was inside watching practice, or not inside, but inside the stadium yesterday watching practice. And I'm like, oh, okay, the setup looks similar. But then I was like, wait a second. Those two Jumbotrons weren't there the last time this played. So the city around Wrigley has kind of evolved, and so it kind of provides another unique experience for the fans that were there the first one, but also now today.
Yeah, and as we know, at these outdoor games, you're a lot further away from the ice surface, so it's hard to really follow the puck and see what's going on. But with them big screens, it's going to make it that much more better here. And then, you know, most of the stadiums now have been updated, and now Wrigley Field, you find yourself looking at that Jumbotron more than you actually do watching the game. So I think the fans are going to love it.
Have you ever skated while it's raining outside?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, it's not fun because it feels like needles going into your eyes. But all these guys are wearing shields, yeah. So that might not be an issue. But hopefully the rain will stop or it turns into snow. It'll be even better. It'll be kind of cool.
What experience do you have in outdoor when you were a kid? Where did you skate? Was it ponds? Was it backyards?
It was a frozen basketball court in Evergreen Park, and that's where I learned how to skate. It was like 99th in California, and every kid in the neighborhood would, you know, skate, but no one had the money to join a team or play organized hockey. But, you know, from when we had colder winters back then, lots more snow, so that once that frozen hit, that whatever it was, November, December, you had great ice for 2.5 months, it seemed like. So got a lot of ice time. I walked with my skates like 6 blocks to get there with no skate guard, so I tell you how much of a meathead I was. But but yeah, that's where it all started for me. And I still get a kick out of skating outside, and now with the grandkids, we started doing that again.
That's great. Chris Chelios, everybody, here at Murphy's Bleachers as we get set for the Winter Classic, Blackhawks and Blues. Thank you to El Bandito, Yankee Tequila.
Thank you, guys.
Jelly. I know it's been a long day for you, so we appreciate you stopping by.
Right. Go get a cold one.
Let's go Hawks.
Let's go Hawks. That's Chris Chelios.
Thanks.
Live here at Murphy's Bleachers. Thanks, Chelly. Appreciate the time. That is Chris Chelios as we continue our live broadcast here at Murphy's Bleachers up until 3:30. Charlie will have the official pregame here on WGN. Puck drop just after 4 with John and Troy. Charlie, get over to Wrigley. Go post up.
I'm out. Here. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, this was fun. We'll talk to you down the line in a little bit. Thanks again to Chris Chelios for swinging by. Thanks to our friends at El Bandito Yankee Tequila for sponsoring the show today. Plenty more to come. Well, I'll be here until 3:30 at Murphy's, and then we'll get into our Blackhawks coverage. This is 720 WGN.
Back to the sports show.
Welcome back into our special sports show, broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers, presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Here we go. We are back live at Murphy's Bleachers. Again, thank you to ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. And, of course, to El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandito. Thanks again to Chris Chelios for joining us live here at Murphy's Bleachers. It is jam-packed. And I was talking about this with Charlie earlier. It doesn't matter where they are in the standings. You put the Blackhawks in a venue like Wrigley on New Year's Eve, people will show up. Got texts from friends. John Williams was texting me earlier that the exits off Lakeshore are backed up, just like a big Cubs game. And it is packed here at Murphy's Bleachers. A ton of fun. They've got the grill open, so if you're still on your way here, stop on by. They've got burgers, hot dogs, and brats, and Polishes. You get a cold beer and head into the game or hang out here. A ton of sports on today, including a bunch of college football. Illinois taking on South Carolina. Earlier, Michigan beat Alabama, but Illinois is up 7-3 on South Carolina going into the second quarter. Charlie is making his way over to Wrigley Field. He'll set up at his actual broadcast booth at Wrigley for the official pregame and postgame. We checked in with Joe Brand earlier, our buddy, formerly our pre and post host here at WGM, but moved on to the Pittsburgh Penguins play-by-play gig. So it was good to catch up with Joe. Thanks again to Chris Chelios. And John Hanson is going to stop by because, of course, John Hanson is in Wrigley for the game today. The man just seems to be everywhere. So he was around in the air. I said, hey, Charlie's heading to Wrigley. You come on by. So John Hanson will be here soon. We'll have some fun. John, of course, does the in-game entertainment at the United Center. But he's been around Wrigleyville, as many have. I've heard Eddie Vedder is around. I heard there's a chance Wayne Gretzky is around. Not coming on the show, but they are around Wrigley. Look who just walked in. John Hanson live at Murphy's Bleachers, mingling with all his fans. We'll check in with John in just a minute here on WGN. Charlie will have the official pregame at 3:30. John and Troy with the puck drop just after 4. The actual start will be pushed back just a little bit because it is a big event. They have the Smashing Pumpkins and Chance the Rapper. And the biggest guest of all so far is John Hanson.
Ho! How are we doing?
Well, maybe not as big as Chris Chelios.
Did you already talk to Chelly? Or no?
Chelly just left.
Oh, man. Is that why the seat is so warm?
Yes, it was like Chelly out, Hanson in. We also checked in with Joe Brand earlier. We did.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I gave it the formal title, Catching Up with Joe Brand. That was
How long did that take you to come up with that one?
A good 30 to 40 minutes.
How about Catch Up with Joey B? I like that a little better.
Catching Up with Joey.
How about we workshop that? Let's put that to the listeners.
We said we'd work on a new title for when the Penguins are in town at the towards the end of the year.
Right,
you know, it'll be
right.
Part two of Catching Up with Joe Brand.
How's he doing since he abandoned us?
He abandoned us. He said, see you later, suckers, and he slammed the door in our face, and we hadn't heard from him. That's why I wanted to catch up with Joe Brand.
Well, they're doing better this year, the Penguins, than they were the last couple weeks. They've been good.
They are. They've been playing better. It was great to catch up with Joe.
Yeah.
John Hanson, the host here at WGN, Block Club Chicago, in-game host / MC at the United Center. Am I missing anything from your resume, John?
No, just a couple TV shows on WCIU. But
there we go. Future dad, I know you're excited. A big year ahead for the Hanson family.
Yeah, and I was hosting this morning. I'm in for Bob all week long. And I love the WGN listeners so much because I think they helped me grow up a little bit, and I just know they're ready with all the great advice that our WGN radio listeners are ready to give for being a new dad in March.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
It's great.
This place is packed, though.
Murphy's Bleachers is packed. It is a ton. I was saying this to Charlie, and I've been saying it all day. It doesn't matter where the Blackhawks are in the standings.
Yep.
You have a Connor Bedard. You have some young up-and-comers. And you put the Blackhawks in a place like Wrigley, people are showing up.
You know, and I got to say, just walking around, because, you know, we've had the Winter Classic here in 09, a couple other outdoor games. And, you know, you start to get used to this, like, excitement, and you can get a little bit jaded to it. Ah, it's just another Winter Classic. Walking around this building, this historic place, the vibes come right back.
Totally.
The energy is here. People are pumped. They're excited. And you're right. It doesn't matter where they are in the standings. Hawks, Blues, anywhere you go, it's going
to
be great.
And I think it's great for the NHL. I mean, I don't think it's a reach to say that this getting back to Wrigley for this is probably a big spark because I think nationally, maybe we are a little jaded where there have been so many outdoor games, and I like them, but they have done a lot of them. You put it back into a place like Wrigley, there's going to be a little extra spark to it.
I was chatting with Seth Jones yesterday, and I was asking him if he's ever been in a Winter Classic or an outdoor game. For someone who's been in the league that long, a couple different teams, you'd think for sure. No, it's his first one, too. You see, I think we forget that there's still a lot of players who have never had the chance to play on the pond like they used to growing up. And this means a lot to the players, too. And like you're saying, the standings, I was asked, are you excited, Seth? Connor was there, too. Oh, I mean, they are yeah. over the moon for an experience like this.
No, it's going to be a ton of fun. We will have a call here on WGN. Charlie's pregame starts at 3:30. Charlie is sprinting into Wrigley right now, John. He was worried.
I think I saw him. Not a single hair was out of place. His coif was just perfectly meticulous as he sprinted down Wavelength.
The man has great flow. He was nervous. He was going to be late. He wanted to stick around for Chelly. I said, Charlie, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But he is making his way. We'll hand it off to Charlie Romiliotis at 3:30. Our special sports show broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers, presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz and sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandito. Plenty more to come here from Murphy's Bleachers.
The Sports Show. Romiliotis.
Charlie Moore.
Howell.
Kevin?
And we are underway. Charlie Romiliotis and Kevin Powell talk Chicago sports and get you ready for the Winter Classic.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Live from Murphy's Bleachers, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
If you're keeping score at home, we have a substitution. John Hansen in for Charlie. Charlie making his way over to Wrigley as he gets ready for the official pregame. And then it's a puck drop with John Detroit just after 4. John Hansen, because he is everywhere, is, of course, in Wrigleyville doing something. And I said, hey, buddy,
hey.
Stop by the WGN broadcast. Charlie's heading over around 3. Got a couple extra seats. You're here now.
Yeah, 4 hours this morning wasn't enough. You need to hear me
That's
again
right.
on the
and
radio.
That's right, and you're in for Bob. So
yeah, boy, there you go.
What were you doing in Wrigley, though? You were doing something
Yeah,
before.
So the Blackhawks, you know, obviously it's this huge event for the Wirtz family. You know, as we said, they've done a couple of these outdoor games, but to have it come back to Wrigley is huge. So Wirtz and a couple of the other, you know, the partners of the organization, the beverages and all that, they had a little gathering at Cubby Bear. We did a little show we put on for the special guests there, and then Cubby Bear will open to the general public for all the melee nice. And New Year's Eve later. But it was a little event, and always a thrill to hobnob and have some fun with some Wirtz family and their friends.
It is a packed house here at Murphy's Bleachers, and I'm wondering how many of these people are actually going into the game. And I think my point is that, you know, even if you're not going inside of Wrigley, there's the buzz per usual around
the
Wrigley.
Energy, as I like to
just
call
like
it.
Just like every Cubs game, basically. It's elevated a little bit today with it being the Winter Classic, but it's just fun to be around the ballpark for the hockey game.
Right. And, you know, it's unfair that we had to allow Blues fans into the area and into the bar. I cannot believe there wasn't a screener at the door.
Yeah.
Anyone in the blue or yellow.
Well, fortunately, this happened just before we came back on the air, but it was a group of 5 or 6 Blues fans doing a Let's Go Blues chant. Hansen threw a chair at him.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then they were escorted.
I got 2 more.
Quickly out the side door here at Murphy's. But I've been saying it all broadcast. I mean, the Blues fans have showed up today, John.
Well, you know, the Blues-Hawks rivalry has always been good. It was really good for those years in which the Hawks and the Blues were both competing, right? And I think that became, you know, for a few years, the Hawks had won a couple cups.
Yeah.
I go to a lot of games in St. Louis, and it was just, you know, it's an intense environment. I think that since the game where David Backes was hit from behind, wakey-wakey Backes moment in Game 2 of the 2014 quarterfinals. Since then, this rivalry has amped to another degree. And then the fact that the Blues won a cup. I think that was always kind of the knock on the Blues. They went to the Stanley Cup Final their very first year in existence after they expanded the league. They got swept out of the cup a couple of years. And then they hadn't been back since. They came back. They won that Game 7, I believe, in Boston, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin.
Yeah.
And since then, I think the rivalry has amped up. Obviously, they've been on top more than we have, and it's a friendly one, but it's a good one.
Yeah, Charlie actually said this earlier. He thinks the Blues-Hawks rivalry is more intense these days than Hawks-Red Wings.
I think so, too. Well, when you lost the Red Wings out of the conference.
Of course, there's that, and it's just they played each other more, and it does. It has. It's like you almost forget that this is like a pretty heated rivalry, you know?
You know, and it's almost kind of poetic the way that we played the Red Wings down 3-1 in the semifinals of the Western Conference Finals in 2013. The Red Wings then leave the conference the next year.
Yeah.
Hawks Blues in the playoffs the next year. It's almost like a passing of the torch of those rivalries. And it's always fun. St. Louis does a great job too. Credit to them in terms of their performance and the stadium. It's a great atmosphere. Man, oh man, it is not the friendliest of rivalries. And you can tell on the ice these guys get chipper.
I love that, though. That's
fun.
You
that's
know?
What it's all about, baby.
And both teams have made head coaching changes over the past year. Both teams aren't exactly where they want to be in the standings. But, again, rivalry matchup at Wrigley on New Year's Eve. It's going to be a packed house.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have one more break, one more segment. Then we're going to hand things off to Charlie and John and Troy at Wrigley Field. We are broadcasting live from Murphy's Bleachers ahead of the Winter Classic here on 720 WGN.
Back to the Sports Show, sponsored by El Bandito Yankee Tequila and by ComEd and the ComEd Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/poweringbiz. Here's Charlie and KP.
We are 14 minutes away from our official pregame with Charlie. That means we're 14 minutes away from my first beer of the day, John.
Hey, there you go, when you're off the clock.
That's John Hansen, who popped over. He was in the Wrigleyville area having some fun ahead of the Winter Classic. Charlie's making his way over to Wrigley to get set up for the game. So John was kind enough to stop by.
Yeah.
And do I have this right? You were shooting hockey pucks off the rooftops?
I left this to the professionals. But, yes, the NHL yesterday had me go on over, host a little bit we did with Seth Jones and Connor Bedard. And we were on top of one of the rooftops on Waveland.
Okay.
And we did a three-part competition shooting makeshift tennis balls. We didn't do pucks. Insurance didn't cover that. There were people, you know, getting ready for the game in the stadium. We didn't want someone taking a puck off the dome 200 feet away because these guys can hit it hard. So we had these tennis balls, and the wind was blowing out, which means it was blowing into us.
Yeah.
And still these guys, we had three contests. They put a fake home plate somewhere in the left field area, closest to the plate. They did a second competition trying to hit the left field foul pole. I mean, that is a narrow foul pole for a tennis ball.
Factor in the wind.
Yeah. And then they put a goal, not on the main ice, but on one of the side ices that they kind of have kids skate around on to see if they can make it. I thought there was no way. Like, closest to the plate, okay, someone's going to get it, obviously. On Seth Jones' final shot at the foul pole, nailed it. Just loud dong right off the foul pole. And honestly, like, they were close every single shot. And they're on AstroTurf, not the ice which they're normally on.
Right.
They're doing wristers. There's no room to wind up to take a good one-timer. The way they are able to spin, even a tennis ball, which they never shoot, to be able to mend, I think it's hard. We take for granted what hockey looks like on the ice.
For sure.
When you add the idea of stick handling and spinning that puck or ball wherever they want it to go.
Even just try shooting the puck with skates on.
Oh,
there's
insane.
A good chance you'll embarrass yourself. Where can we see this? Is this on social yet?
Yeah, they'll be putting it on the NHL social. They might show it during the game today. They will inside the Wrigley Field as well. But then they did the goal, and Connor couldn't quite get it that far. I shouldn't be saying this too.
Yeah.
It'll be on the video.
Seth Jones fired at Connor.
Yeah, right. Last shot, Seth Jones launched it. Six bounces right into the goal. That's how the video ends, baby.
I love it.
Spoiler alerts.
John Hansen, if you're not aware, has approximately 17 different jobs. He is everywhere. Does a great job here on WGN, of course. TV stuff, Block Club, and of course at the United Center for Blackhawks games. And when was I there? I was there just ahead of Christmas. I think I sent you a picture.
Did I not respond? Sorry, Kevin.
No, you did respond. Scrooge was on the ice for Shoot the Puck.
Oh, man. Santa and Scrooge. 0
Santa
for 3 on Shoot the Puck.
Oh,
that's no good. We had Scrooge go first because we figured we'd get the booze out of the way.
Yeah.
Old Ebenezer rattling on up to the puck. He missed it 3 in a row. That's fine. Then you get Santa up there. We're like, now, Santa, come on. If anyone's going to make the puck.
I think Santa left it short, too, on all three shots.
Santa was wide left, short, and I was worried we were going to turn into Philly fans, and all of a sudden people are going to start booing Santa. So I got on the mic as loud as I could to prevent any of that.
He had to hype up Santa.
Well, he was resting. He had a big night coming up.
Big night ahead.
Mrs. Claus made it last year. I ribbed him a little bit about that. Should have brought back Mrs. Claus. She can launch it, no problem there.
Do you have the worst shoot the puck effort like that you've ever seen come to mind? I mean, I'm not looking to embarrass anybody, but were there some?
I know Cuba Gooding Jr. fell off the carpet.
Oh,
we put a little carpet out there. And here's what I always tell people. I get to see people in the tunnel beforehand, and I always get to chat. I want to know their name, a little bit of their backstory, et cetera, et cetera. And I always ask, have you ever played hockey? And the people that have played hockey, I always know they ain't going to make it. Hockey players go up there determined they're going to fire it so fast.
They're cocky.
Okay. Or they just think, hey, I can't just do some little.
Like, I'm going to fire one.
I'm going to fire. Yeah. And they miss right, left all the time. People that are like, I've never held a hockey stick, I'm like, this is going in. No problem. Because I don't think they put the pressure on themselves, and they just glide it on in. So Cuba Gooding Jr. came, took a big whiff, took a big fall on the ice.
I will say, I am always amazed when I'm at the game and I see you doing your thing at the United Center. The way you guys have to orchestrate all that.
Yeah.
Well, there's John on the 300 level, and then, like, hey, there's John on the ice.
They're going to install a zip line for me next year.
That's actually a question I have. Do they have an elevator reserved for you at all times?
There is an elevator reserved for press that goes straight to the basement.
Okay.
And I can get on that one usually to get me down fast. Okay. But honestly, that's slower. I just take the stairs.
You just fly down the stairs.
Bolt. Tommy Hawk, I just put a video on social media. Tommy Hawk actually glides down the railings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his wings don't work that well anymore.
Yeah.
He flies down those railings. I've
seen that gone wrong after a Hawks game, John.
Yeah. My favorite shoot the puck contest. Well, there's been a few. John Williams came on last year. He missed three in a row, no problem. Didn't even come close to the net. He got a couple boos. It was a preseason game, though. You know, John Williams used to do kind of what I did? He used to do shoot the puck
at
the United Center.
Really?
He would only do shoot the puck. He'd come and do it. He'd orchestrate it, kind of like, he wouldn't do all the games and the other stuff I'd do. They'd give him tickets to the game, he'd pop down, promote a show, promote WGN, do shoot the puck, like maybe 2009 to 2011.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know he recently had shared a video of him skating on the ice and doing, it was like a video from maybe 15 years ago.
How'd that look?
It was entertaining to watch. Yeah, I think you can find it at WGNradio.com.
But my favorite guest, last year, you had Chelios here, his night. We had Eddie Vedder shoot the puck.
Nice.
We had Theo Epstein shoot the puck. And we had, you remember?
Cindy Crawford
shoot the puck.
I was at that game. That was almost a surreal. The amount of, like, big A-list celebrities that were in the house for, because I was in a section and I look over, like, maybe four or five suites over, and it's like John McEnroe, like,
yep.
He's sitting in the middle of the barrier of two suites, just like one leg on each side, just talking, hanging out. Cindy Crawford sitting
there. Wayne Gretzky,
Messier. Mark Messier.
It was huge.
It was unbelievable.
And Cindy Crawford was the only one to make the puck.
That's right.
And she had never held a hockey stick, you know, DeKalb native originally.
Yes.
And I was so excited. She gave me a big old hug, a kiss on the cheek, completely lost on me. I feel bad for all my other friends.
Lost on me.
I mean, all these guys are coming up to me and they're like, oh my God, Cindy Crawford, do you have a poster of her in your room? I'm like, not so much. But it was still very sweet of her to do so.
Yes, I mean, either way, right? That's unbelievable.
Enrique was jealous back at home.
Enrique.
I told him he had nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
Cindy
Crawford.
It was Cindy Crawford. I mean, you know, that could flip anybody, John, you know?
If there was anybody that would contend with the flip, it would be Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I said that to Chelios, that night was such a special night. It was the jersey retirement night, right?
It was.
And I remember we did a pre-show for that. And I said to Chelly, I'm like, you know, it's you are everywhere, Chelly. You have all the celebrity friends. You don't miss out on anything. And he point blank, he's like, I have FOMO. He's like, I don't want to miss anything. I'm out and about. He's like, I love the city of Chicago. I love how fortunate I am. He mentioned the free tickets he gets to stuff. So he's like, that helps in not missing things. He was joking around.
He's great with fans.
He was here taking pictures. He was just at the Fan Fest, which is off Grace, where I normally park when I cover Cubs games.
Yeah.
They turned that into a cool Fan Fest zone. He was outside for like 3 hours signing autographs.
And I don't think he's naturally an extrovert. Honestly, he's a physical guy. He had played a big game.
Yeah.
But I was talking with him just a couple games ago. His speech, when he went up and delivered it, what was so great about it is he was himself. He didn't prepare. He prepared remarks. He went off the cuff. He went here. He went there. And I think that made it so authentic and so real.
Yeah.
He even referenced a few times, I got to hurry up because we're about to get fined if I go too late.
Yeah.
And I saw all the guys on my crew going, come on. They were flashing
kidding.
A red light at him for about 15 minutes.
He, you know, he was with the Red Wings when the
first
winter class, 2009.
Got benched.
Did not get many minutes. And he shared with us on the air here. I believe he had told the story before that when he realized he wasn't going back in, Chelly fashion, found a way to get some beers to the bench.
You're at Wrigley.
He told us he was doing beers on the bench during the game after he realized he wasn't getting any more minutes.
Well, he was over 40 at that point, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to tell Chris Chelios, who's going to tell Chelios you're not playing anymore?
Right.
Babcock was the head coach at the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who's going to tell Chris Chelios you're not having a brewski on the bench?
Well,
you know,
I tell you what though, like that's like true 40-year-old hockey player fashion in the beer leagues, right?
The beer league.
You get a Labatt Blue, you bring it on the bench.
Right.
Ref comes over and you think he's going to yell at you. You give him one, he's fine with that.
Sure,
well, that's what beer hockey is all about, baby. No, but Chelios great. Kaylee does a great job with the broadcast too. a really just a hockey family through and through, and love that he's got such a strong connection with the team, with the fans, and, you know, Dennis Savard, too. He did the sound that horn a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The new feature we have.
I love that. You guys do that.
Yeah, it's cool. We get a lot of celebrities coming up. Brian Bickle, I just saw him a little bit ago. He came on. It's a thrill for them. They get to bring their families on. The whole point is, after Jim Cornelissen finishes the anthem, there's sort of a dead minute and a half. They clear off the carpets. Yeah. They get it off the ice. And what happens is, we want to keep that energy going in the building through the puck drop. Because, look, it's fun for the fans, but also on TV. If you want to see that energy on the broadcast,
sure,
behind John and Troy, you want to hear that energy going to puck drop, and Hawks fans have no problem getting loud, so we thought, let's add a feature. They came up with the idea of sounding that horn. You get celebrities up there. One day, if the Tommy Hawk has to run from the ice on up to make it, I know there's going to be a game where he doesn't do it, and I'm going to have to be the celebrity to do it.
Yeah.
But just hope don't get booed. That's
you should just
goal.
Get everyone from WGN Radio to come over there.
Want to come on over, Kevin?
Yeah. No, I'm not soliciting. You know, get John over there, Lisa, Bob. Bob's not going to come. I think you can get Lisa for sure.
Lisa would be there.
Lisa
absolutely.
Would be. She's down for everything, you know? She'll show up. Should do the horn. The horn is, I mean, it's not a myth, right? That's from the old Wirtz family boat.
Yes, it's from the old yacht. In the 70s, the Hawks had a little siren that they would ring. 71, they did it in the series against the Canadians in the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. He wanted to bring the siren on. He also, at the same time, his yacht horn had broken, and he thought, who can fix it? He brought it to Danny Ahern, who's the Zamboni guy, lead ice technician. Yeah. He said, if anyone can fix it, it's my crew down there. They did it. They sounded it at the old stadium. It was so loud. He said, put that under the scoreboard. I want that going after every goal. And that's where the tradition began.
That loud horn continues to this day at the United Center. Today they will be playing at Wrigley Field. I'm Kevin Powell. John Hansen stopped by. Charlie Romeliotis is posted up at Wrigley as he gets set for his pregame, which will start here in just a couple of minutes. John and Troy will have the call just after 4. Those guys are going to be battling the elements a little bit, John.
They've
got a special broadcast location today.
Oh, where are they? Are they open in the? Are they in the open?
They might be kind of entirely open. I think the limited space. They needed some camera space. I don't know for sure, but.
Can they see the ice?
No, I think they actually have a better view.
Oh, okay.
It's just, because, look, you're putting a hockey rink on a baseball diamond.
That's not going to work out perfectly.
Not every inch of Wrigley is going to be a great vantage for a hockey game.
Oh, man. Get Troy some extra coats.
So Charlie said he's got the double sock situation going on. He had the extra sweater on, all of that bundled up. But it's going to be a great day. Continue listening here on WGN Radio all throughout the night. Charlie will have post-game following, hopefully a Blackhawks victory, John.
Yeah, and I'm going to call Charlie at 6:08 tomorrow morning. Right, he's got New Year's, too. I'm sure he's going to have some fun after the game. We're going to call him on the Bob Stroud Morning Show.
You
wake
should.
Him on up. I'm sure he'll answer after the first. You know, I offered him to come on the other night. I know you got to go.
No,
I offered him to come on. He came on yesterday to preview what was going on. I saw him at the Hawks game on Sunday night. I'm like, hey, you want to come on, join the morning show? He's like, absolutely. He's like, what time? I'm like, 6:48. He's like, what's your 9 o'clock hour look like?
How about 9:45?
Yeah. He's
Does
like,
that one fit in?
He's like, John, the game's late tonight. I'm like, I'm going to be there. Anyways, Charlie's great. Great addition to the team.
Charlie is a ton of fun. We checked in with Joe Brand today. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, he's dead to me right now.
Catching up with Joe Brand, a very exciting segment. He's
great.
Dead to me now. Thanks to Ashton, Adam Phillips, Krista back at the radio station, Patrick Hennessy, Jack Heinrich for his help producing the show as well. Been a ton of fun here at Murphy's Bleachers. Big thanks to our friends here at Murphy's, a packed house, Blackhawks and Blues at Wrigley. It's another edition of the Winter Classic. We'll have it here on WGN. Charlie is standing by. Our special sports show from Murphy's Bleachers has been presented by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/PoweringBiz. I'm Kevin Powell for Charlie Romeliotis, for John Hansen. Once again, thanks to Ashley. And
I kind of want to get a Let's Go Hawks chant going.
Can we get a Let's Go Hawks chant?
Let's go Hawks!
Let's go Hawks! Are they doing it? There we go!
Let's go Hawks!
Let's go Hawks! Earlier, we had a Let's Go Blues chant, and we cannot let that happen.
Sure.
So John Hansen, per usual, getting the Hawks fans fired up. I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. It's been a ton of fun here at Murphy's Bleachers.